Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the Weekly Review. Not Good presents the Weekly Review. And welcome back to the show that critics around the world are calling 97% of doctors agree this show is not good for you or anybody. Okay. All right. I don't think we needed to get the medical professionals involved, but okay. All right. Today is Monday, March 18th. It is 4:33 in the PM and I'll pull up the weather. 36 degrees, nice and chilly. We're getting back to the chilly normal Minnesota, and gonna snow this week apparently. So keep you updated on that. But it is Monday. It is the start of the week. Hope you had a good St. Paddy's Day. I had a good one. Saw a lot of public intoxication at. I went to St. Paul, downtown St. Paul, to celebrate on Saturday evening with some friends, and it was a great time. But it was definitely it got messy around there. Saw a guy urinate in public. And just barely missed stepping in it. Wide open. I guess if you drink all day, you lose any inhibitions because you're hammered. And so that definitely seems like that was the case. But anywho, let's do TV today. I'll go through a bunch of them. Last night, Curb Your Enthusiasm, new episode. It was a text chain episode, making fun of text chains. So good. Could not agree more. Very brilliant stuff. I'm giving that episode a good. We like to rate things on the show, good or not good. I'm giving that one a good. And it made me really miss or realize I'm going to miss the new episodes coming out because it is such good stuff. Usually good topical stuff. And Richard Lewis is, they did a little, sneak for next week's episode and that looks really good. And he's going to be in there. And so that's good. That was my kind of question was how many more episodes is he going to be in of the show? I didn't know if he did a bunch of them or if he only did a couple, but it looks like he did quite a few. And so I'm here for it. So that one I give a good. I was behind on the episodes of Invincible season 2. So I checked out the first episode of season 2, Invincible on Prime. And that I will give a good, super violent, moving the story along. I like where they're going with it. So I'm into it. Shogun episode 4. I don't think we talked about this episode specifically, but really good. Nice mix of action and dialogue. The show is super dialogue heavy, sometimes too much so, I think to its detriment, but this episode had enough action moving along. And then the ending was just the surprise, for lack of a better word, bang, because you'll see if you watch it. But it is, it made me think, oh yeah, every episode, I think, and I can't remember the first one, how it ended, but for the most part, episode 2, 3, and 4 all ended with kind of cool cliffhangers. And so, I don't know if that's kind of the plan. And I guess you could argue episode 3 didn't have this huge cliffhanger. They resolved a lot of it, and they were on their way to, the next storyline. But yeah, really good. Highly recommend it. Any hoozle. So Shogun episode 4, I give that a good. The Regime, because I feel like, oh, maybe I'm just in such a positive mood, I'm giving everything good reviews this week. But then we get to The Regime. First, I've only seen 2 episodes. I didn't watch the new one last night. I'll probably watch that tonight. But not a fan, not getting into it. It's a weird world that they're painting and building. And I like Kate Winslet's performance, but I'm trying to kind of grasp on other stuff. But I could. Maybe episode 3 really pulls me in. As of episode 2, I would say the first 2 episodes that I've seen of The Regime, I'm giving a not good. So there you go with that. Also wanted to get on people's radar. You might have been hearing about this show, Three Body Problem, but not known what it is. It is a sci-fi show, and it's going to be on Netflix. And the big kind of claim to fame of this show is that it is being ran and created by the people that ran Game of Thrones. So producers, executive producers, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. So those two led Game of Thrones, which of course, you know, a lot of people have positive and negative comments on, including the last season, which I think had the episode where it was hard to see what was going on in there. And there was an episode with a Starbucks cup, might have been the same episode. And then that finale, which was just kind of like, huh? But I liked it, but it was definitely not, you know, the buildup was, you know, it let you down from the buildup for sure. And I think that's probably what this is, because everyone's thinking, oh, this is going to be the next Game of Thrones. But a lot of the early reviews I'm reading, that is not the case. That it's good, but it's not going to be that. So it's 8 episodes, and it's going to premiere March 21st. So there you go. That is your TV news so far for the week. All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. It is Tuesday, March 19th. It is 26 degrees. And let's get right into it with, let's do random news today. I saw a couple of random news stories that need to be talked about. So let's get right into it. One is a deer was spotted wandering for several weeks in Pennsylvania with a large plastic jug stuck over its head, and it's now been freed by neighbors. So there you go. Happy ending. But my question is, the first part, a deer spotted wandering for several weeks. So it took several weeks? Pennsylvania, what are you doing? Pennsylvania's like, you know, listen, we got to have at least a couple weeks of enjoyment out of this. You know, let it wander around, run into things. We could throw stuff at it. It wouldn't know where it's coming from. It's got a jug on its head. I mean, the entertainment writes itself. We're Pennsylvania. Ohio Township resident Bill Sawyer's game camera first recorded the deer wandering with a plastic jug on its head February 22nd. And he said, I caught it on the game cam. I thought it was an orb. I couldn't figure out what it was. That's interesting. So it looked like Bill Sawyer thought it was paranormal activity right away and then realized that, no, that's a plastic jug. It's not just some kind of paranormal activity hovering around this deer's head. Neighbors made numerous attempts to locate the deer, and it was spotted several more times before local couple Lisa and Matt Mertz were able to catch it. Lisa ran it down and bear hugged the jug, and Matt tackled it and took both the two, Matt and Lisa, to rip the jug off its head. This is what Sawyer wrote on Facebook. That description, though, makes me want to say, you should have just called out professionals. No? It said they just ripped the jug off and probably ripped half the deer's face off too. I want his face off. That would have been the better face off movie if Nicolas Cage took his face off with the deer to infiltrate wildlife, game and rescue. okay, Sawyer said that rescuing the deer, dubbed Jughead. Jeez, this guy. we all worked together, Sawyer said. 20 people around here worked together to give it a chance. Lisa and Matt Mertz said they were happy to see Jughead's story come to a happy ending. And by happy ending, they mean they shot it and then made deer jerky out of it. Now, they said, we're huge animal lovers, and you could just tell the look on its face that it was starting to wear down and get a lot weaker. I'm not sure if it would have survived another day. So it was good that we did that. There you go. There you go with that. And from there, we go to Army personnel were apparently called. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Maddie's going to sneeze. All right. Army personnel. A lot of people have like cough buttons and sneeze buttons, but we let the listener in on the excitement that is the occasional sneeze. Army personnel were called to a Quebec home when the deceased owner's daughter made a surprising discovery in a toolbox. It was a live grenade. Kedron Sims Brockman said she and some family members were cleaning out the home formerly occupied by her father, Frank Sims, who died in October. I've heard of this. People finding the most random things when someone's passed away. Which makes me think I do have to maybe come up with some random weird things and stash them away just so like family members will be like, I don't understand why he has that. Why does he have, it seems to be a massive collection of antique forks stashed under his bed. Why? Just to keep the questions coming in always. But yeah, I've heard of people having random things like that, whether it's stashed away money, I've heard a lot, or a grenade, apparently. They said, we went into his tool room, which was always like nobody ever went into his tool room. That was a sacred place. I was looking for something, and then I opened up the toolbox, and there was a grenade. Sims Brockman said she remembered the grenade from decades earlier, but thought it was long gone. She said, I remember the grenade from almost 30 years ago when Dad brought it back from my grandfather's house. We all asked, and yeah, so that's funny. In my mind, I imagine him coming home, and he seems like an eccentric guy, and he's just like shaking it in front of the kids' faces. We got a new toy for everyone. She said, we all asked him to get rid of it and thought he had. Well, he didn't. It was loose and had moved multiple houses multiple times. Oh, that is crazy. Sims Brockman contacted the police, and an officer who arrived to take photos of the object said Canadian Armed Forces would need to be summoned to the house. She said Army personnel took the grenade, or told her that the grenade was live. Wow. A rare occurrence for antique grenades. It had a detonator and everything in it. It was intact. So they secured it. They loaded it in their truck, and off they went with it. She said, looking back on it, she said the incident has added to the legend of her father, who was well known to his friends and family as a unique character. She said, looking back on it, they wish they hadn't played several rounds of hot potato with it. Yeah, that's probably a good call to not touch the live grenade.
It is Wednesday, March 20th. It is 7:54 in the p.m. post-meridian. It is 26 degrees outside, nice and chilly. We got snow coming in the forecast, apparently, allegedly. Welcome to the show. This is a little bit of the pre-show. Let's get right into it. We're going to do a little bit of mishmash. I'm going to do a couple stories and maybe do a couple movie reviews, too, because I've actually seen a ton of movies this week. So
Wow.
I want to maybe cover a little bit of those in this pre-show. Let's start with this story, though. I want to ask you guys, if you needed to borrow something and you wanted to go to your neighbor, you guys are neighbors.
Take it without asking.
Yeah. So you go to Brett's house, you just walk in and you take it.
Yep. That's where my underwear went.
Your one good pair.
Yeah. Yeah. My silk pair.
Your one good pair is your soaked pair.
Yeah. Soaked pair. Yeah.
Soaked, soiled, I think is word.
What did he say?
He said silk, I guess.
Yeah, silk.
But we
silk.
Both heard
yeah, I
silk.
Thought you said
like
soaked.
Milk. Silk.
But yeah, if you needed to borrow something from your neighbors, how likely would you be to actually go to your neighbor? Now, this is different for you guys because you guys know each other so well.
Right. And we are neighbors.
And you guys are actually neighbors, Brent and Clark. But let's say you really did need something. Like, you know, the old adage is if you needed
cup
sugar.
Cup or sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go to...
murder your neighbor to get that
I'd
cup of sugar.
I'd go to the store and buy a cup of sugar.
Instead of going to your neighbors.
Well, if I needed the sugar.
See, this is the kind of world we live in now. Can't even go to me.
I'm not going to bother people and go do it myself. Yeah.
That's kind of
what's wrong with that world.
It'd be good.
I think, well, it's tough because there's a couple neighbors I know in the apartment complex where I'd feel comfortable enough.
Yeah, but you wanted booger sugar.
Right, yeah. That's everyone in the apartment.
You wanted a whole cup of booger sugar.
Hey, neighbor, help me up.
Yeah.
No, I feel like there's a couple that, my voice squeaked. Yeah. That'll be happening all night,
I caught
I'm sure.
that, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like there's a few that I would feel comfortable asking.
Mm.
But Brett. Now, this means you can't ask Clark.
Ooh.
But if you felt like, oh, I just need a cup, half a cup of sugar.
Yeah.
Or I need one gallon of milk.
One milk, please.
I'll take one milk.
I don't have milk, Brad. Yeah. I got almond milk.
Not milk, Clark.
I know. It's almond water.
Would you go to a neighbor? Would you feel comfortable enough to go to a neighbor?
These neighbors, yeah, okay. Totally. Sure. But is this an old adage, right? This is an old
adage,
it's
yeah.
It's like, because we all have cars now. You don't have to like hike 10 miles right. to the store.
But they polled a bunch of people and they found that only 24% are very likely to go to
their
neighbor.
You say polled a bunch of people.
Yeah.
How many?
It says 10? It's surveyed.
Well, 24%. So it's got to be at least like whatever it would be, 20.
No, they could have served 10. They could have surveyed 10 people. And it was only 15. Like two people.
No, it was. It says 35,878 U.S. adults.
Wow. So, what age range?
That it does not say.
Oh, this is fake. This is fake news.
Array age? What is it? All adults. All age.
So yeah. 18 to 100. What's the oldest person alive? Did they ask the oldest person alive?
109, yeah.
They have to ask him, yeah. Or her.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, it's more likely a woman. Yeah,
why do you say that?
Because women live longer.
Is that proven?
Yes.
Clark and I are here preaching to you.
Okay,
it.
Wow. Preach on.
Prove me wrong, Matt.
24% say very likely. Only 29% say somewhat likely, so that's still likely.
I hate servers like that, right. Where you put in gray areas.
Yeah. But not at all was 21%. So that is the nation we're living in.
Wow.
21%.
We used to be united. We used to be the U.S. versus the queen.
Versus
the
king.
Now we're the divided.
Now we're divided.
Yeah.
No, I think it's also a time sensitive thing too.
Yeah.
Like if I'm in a pinch.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, I need to bake this cake for someone who's important to me. And they're coming home in 30 minutes and I'm an idiot and I forgot the sugar. I'm going to go to Clark.
Yeah.
Next door. My next door neighbor.
Yep.
Or I'm going to text my mom or dad on the way home, you know,
yeah,
to pick one up because we both live with our parents.
To just buy a cake.
Yeah.
A pre-made
cake. Yeah, pre-made cake. Yeah, cut out the middle, man.
I'll just DoorDash it.
Well, that's, yes. So there you go with that. Moving on to another story. This was, now, do you guys think you were overall good kids growing up? Because now we got in our fair share of shenanigans. We did some ding-dong ditching. We did some,
right.
We had this game called Scruffy.
Scruff.
And Scruffy was throwing an actual stuffed animal at a car as it was hurtling down the street.
I never right. partaked in any of this.
No, I think me neither. It was just Brett.
It was all Brett's yeah. idea.
No, we all
Brett's like, no, too. We got to step it up. Let's throw a brick at a car.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. People do that. And that's
and
like so scary.
Threw an egg once. At our car.
Yeah.
And thankfully, my mother driving it, I was maybe like 15 years old.
Yeah.
She didn't like, you know, do like a, oh shit, and yeah. you jerk the wheel or something and roll.
Where did it hit? Where did the egg hit?
On the right windshield. On the windshield.
Oh.
Well, I think I told you guys too.
Yeah, Brett, you remember, you had a good arm.
Yeah, I threw that one. Was it right over here?
Yes.
Probably
so there's like a non-zero chance it was you.
Yeah.
We didn't do it a lot, but like it was funny because years down the road, I remember I got a stuffed animal thrown at my car.
Oh, really?
Like, I was like, that makes total sense.
You didn't pull over and do a whole spiel and
no.
like, oh, come here, kids.
I pulled over just to kind of get my bearings and see what that was. And it was like, because I was like, is that like a real bear? But it wasn't. This
in
one.
In California.
A real bear and it just bounced off your car like it was nothing?
Just ding.
If it was a real bear, your car would be totaled.
But this story is about KUTV reports Michael Roberts, 71, walked out of his house and onto the porch. Where there was a bunch of ding-dong ditchers. So he got ding-dong ditched. So he walked out of his house onto the porch where he began firing a gun at a car full of teenagers. Crazy.
What kind of gun?
Real ammunition. Gun? Real ammunition.
Oh, not like a Nerf gun?
Law enforcement confirmed there were two significant dents on the rear passenger side window. So they said that officers couldn't find... They found a gray plastic ball on the street that matched what was still in the magazine of the gun. So
it was an airsoft gun.
Airsoft, yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. The man claimed that he had been ding-dong ditched several times over recent weeks. He'd phoned the police regarding it many times, and he decided to take matters into his own hands. He is now facing 6 aggravated assault charges and a criminal mischief charge.
Wow. What about the ding dong ditchers. Are they being charged with anything?
Soliciting? It doesn't say anything about that. What do you think they should be in that situation?
Yeah, they were just dropping off his like.
They were instigators in a way. I don't know what kind of crime that would be. What time did this occur?
It was middle of the night.
Okay.
But it brings up a good point. If they did that, but they
I'm not justifying what this guy did. He's insane.
Of course. But if they didn't really cause him harm per se, like, you know, they
like if he knew they were showing up, you got to go like home alone on their asses and set up like traps.
Do something kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like Vietnam era traps where they step in this hole and then when they step in the hole, these two panels close on their ankles with nails in them.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. That got dark. Speaking of dark, let's go to some movies. A dark movie that I saw. So I wanted to cover some movies now.
Are you saying it was dark because it was like all there was bad lighting in it?
No, actually, the subject matter.
I know what you're onto, Matt, when we're doing... we're going to talk about this at Slappers.
Well, there are some movies, though, that I pick that are a lot of times they're not good because of the lighting.
Yeah.
And some would say that one episode of Game of Thrones...
Or bad because there's way too much light.
Well, that too, yeah. Right. Where it just looks too glossy and too slick. But so I watched Dream Scenario, which is the Nicolas Cage art flick.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
With Michael Cera, Tim Meadows. It is great.
Michael Cera needs to shave that beard.
He needs to be in more stuff.
He needs to be in more stuff.
Have you seen that? He's in a commercial for...
He's in a TV show.
Too. Like lotion.
Yeah.
And Doritos.
Yeah.
And Doritos?
Yeah, aired on the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Did we not see it?
It wasn't memorable.
That was one of the big ones. Yeah.
It's like the biggest commercial in the whole Super
Bowl. It was like the one that people say I could not forget.
If I can't remember it, that means it was not good.
With Clark Wilson.
Was probably cooking something at the time.
Well, it's a really cool story. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's so Nicolas Cage plays a professor, and all of a sudden people start having him in his dreams. Like he just shows up. He'll walk in a dream where something crazy is happening, and he doesn't help. He just walks in, walks out.
How is he able to do that?
Well, that's the thing, is he's not doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
But he's just appearing in all these people's dreams, so it's freaky. And so the whole movie's like, he becomes this big star and celebrity because they're like, that's the guy that's in my dream. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of hanging out in my dream. It's so weird. Yeah. And they're trying to get to the bottom of it, and it's really got some good twists. And I don't want to spoil it because it actually has a pretty decent kind of ending, and it is A24, so it is more of an art film, but it's pretty good.
What's that movie called?
It's called Dream Scenario, and I'm going to give it good or not good. Good. I'm going good.
Is that only in theaters?
Nope, that's on Max right now. Okay. You can currently stream it on Max. Cemetery Man.
TJ Maxx?
TJ Maxx. You can currently steal it from TJ Maxx.
They have a streaming app?
Cemetery Man. Now, Clark, you've heard of this movie.
Yes, I was going to watch it. You watched it before me.
I did. It's a 1994 horror comedy.
Foreign. Was it in? Did you watch subtitles?
I did. Well, actually, no, it's not. It is foreign, and it's in
dubbed.
It's Italy, France, and Germany, but there is English in it. And so some of it is dubbed, yeah. But really good. Rupert Everett's in it. It's this comedy that's very similar to like Pet Sematary, where if they bury something in a certain part of land, it'll come back alive. And then he has to, as a cemetery man, once they come back alive, his job is to kill them again. And make sure they actually stay dead.
Cemetery Man.
Pretty good. I liked it. Creepy, campy, all those good things. I'm going to give good or not good. I'm giving Cemetery Man a good.
Ooh, Terry Man.
Internal Affairs is this movie with Richard Gere. Now, Richard Gere, I always thought of as like very much a...
this is an old one, right?
This is an old one. This is from 1990, American crime thriller. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
You're like, yeah.
But
yeah.
I remember seeing the trailers.
But,
and like,
yeah.
You just only associate Richard Gere with Pretty Woman.
And good, like, not just good movies, because this is a good movie, but like good roles where he's like a good person. He's the bad guy in this movie, Internal Affairs, and he's great, and he's creepy.
He's not a good guy in Pretty Woman. Unfaithful.
Well, that's true. But he's not...
I've never seen Pretty Woman, so I don't...
In Unfaithful, I feel like his motives are still, like, kind of relatable. I haven't seen it in so long.
I mean, he literally kills a guy in Unfaithful, he's not a good guy.
Well, he's not a good guy, but he's like, his motivations are, like, I guess, understandable for that character, where this one is like, this guy's just bad to the core. And it's just crazy. But seeing him do that, I'm like, I bought into it totally. After having only seen him as good guy roles, I see him as this bad dude. I'm like, this is crazy. It was really good. So
how bad
it.
Was he being?
He's been really bad. I mean, he's just
to the bone.
Bad to the bone, yeah. And so he's killing people. He's a cop. He's a corrupt cop. He's setting up other cops. He's making crimes look like that, you know, he's killing people, making it seem like it was a justified killing, all this type of stuff.
And, so like our police today.
Whoa.
We'll steer away from
send
that.
Any reports and comments to Brett Saxon, care of Brett Saxon,
.brettsaxon.jizz.com.
And Andy goes
at AOL.com.
At Hotmail. At Hotmail.com.
Hotmail. M-A-L-E.
But then Andy Garcia's in it too. And this was in
Is this a Steven Soderbergh who did this?
No, it's not Steven Soderbergh. This is, great question, Mike Figgis.
Ooh. Figgy.
Yeah, Figgy.
Mike Figgy.
So this is part of the Rewatchables podcast, and I had never really heard much about...
Forget I ever said it. Does it hold up? Are they doing a does it hold up thing like I was trying to get us to do?
Well, they, no, I mean, and this is Bill Simmons' podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard his thing.
Boston Celtics guy.
Yep. And he doesn't really talk about it, like if it, sometimes he kind of covers a little bit if it holds up or not.
He's very eccentric, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love his announcing. Yeah.
Right. Like and he does talk about certain things that, yeah, definitely don't hold up. But this movie, all in all, I think does. And it's one of those ones where sometimes if he picks an obscure movie, I don't always agree with his choices. Like he's seen it when he was maybe growing up. And so he's got more nostalgia kind of attached to it.
Hmm.
But like this one, I actually totally agree with and I loved it. And so I can say that Internal Affairs is a good. Good or not good, I'm going good.
Whoa.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the pre-show. Should we do the real deal?
Holy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Thursday, March 21st. It is 5:55, it just turned, in the PM, and it is cold out, getting ready to snow soon. Let's see if I can pull up the weather. 32 degrees, nice and chilly. Wanted to pop on here. I'm trying to still make this episode around a half an hour. Last night's pre-show went so long, and we used the whole segment. So this is going to be a quick one. So, quick movie review, Roadhouse remake, Jake Gyllenhaal, rough. This is a tough one. It's really slick looking. Doug Liman's a great filmmaker. Did Drive, or what was it? No, he did Swingers, and he did a bunch of good movies. I think Edge of Tomorrow, he did that. Great filmmaker. So it looks perfect. Gyllenhaal's awesome in it, but I think Conor McGregor sucks and is really bad. Just over the top and wasn't charismatic. And I think that's what lacks, because the original had such charismatic people. Swayze, Elliot, Ben Gazzara. So I'm going to go good or not good. Roadhouse remake, not good. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. It is Friday, March 22nd. It is 12:03 in the p.m., and it is 29 degrees, so a little chilly. We got some snow. I looked outside. It is a snow-covered lawn and cars all over the place. And apparently we're getting a bigger snow drop on Sunday. So if you're in Minnesota, be prepared for that. Anyways, it's Friday. I only got about a minute, so I wanted to just check in about a couple shows that I saw last night. X-Men 97, I watched the first episode of this new season and love it. It is total nostalgia. It's great. The theme song, hearing that again, that X-Men theme song, and then they play it a few times throughout the episode. Pretty great. I love it. So I'm going to give that a good. Three Body Problem, first episode I watched last night as well on Netflix. 8 episode total for that show, and the first one is good. It's a mystery, so they're not giving you all the information you need, so there's a lot of intrigue.
And was a little slow moving for me. So I'm going to give the first episode not good, but I'm going to stick around and see where it goes from there. But there you go. Have a great weekend. You'll see the main episode in a few hours. Download that. Hope you like the weekly review. Thank you, Nalo. Thank you, Unis, for great music. And we'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend. All right. I love you.